Doing absolutely nothing is just as valid and important as doing something, as doing work. We need time to rest, to reflect, to nurture ourselves, to nourish ourselves. And there's no way that we can do that if we're constantly doing, constantly going, and constantly producing. There has to be a time where we are resting our land, where we're allowing ourselves just to be human and have a human experience. I'm going to level with you. There are a million and one things that I could be doing right now. My room is a mess. I don't know if you can see it behind me. My room's a mess. I have videos to record, podcasts to edit, content to come up with. I have music to record, music to edit, right? Songs to write. And I'm actually in the middle of recording an album, but I am tired. I am tired. I don't know what it is about these past couple of days, maybe because it's been rainy, but I think I'm starting to feel the winter blues a little bit. And usually I try to like muscle through. I try to get one thing done a day. I try to take it slow. But I think today I'm going to do something different. And that is literally just giving myself space to just be, to not do anything. I'm trying to master the art of not doing anything. And it's not something that I'm really used to doing. Usually when I'm not doing anything, I'm still reading books. I'm still watching videos about things to inspire and help me to create more stuff. I'm usually reading some self-help things, but all of that can be work and all of that can be laborious. And I just want to give myself permission to not do anything. So what has that been looking like the past couple of days? It has been watching videos. It has been sleeping in until 11 o'clock. It has been talking on the phone with my friends. It's been eating out. It has been, you know, entertaining myself just for entertainment's sake, not for, you know, learning or for improving something, but just being. And I think sometimes we can lose the art of not doing anything. We can lose that art because we feel like it's counterproductive or we feel like it's not helping us reach the goal that we want to reach. But if the goal that we want to reach is to live a well-rounded and healthy, uplifting and joyful life, then we have to make room for not doing anything at all. We have to be okay with having a day for Sabbath or for rest or for just reflection or just for being a human being. We get caught up so much in productivity and what we can do to improve and the work that we do that we kind of lose sight of ourselves and we kind of shame ourselves for not doing things that is productive when really we're adding that work and that shame on us that we don't have to accept. People can give it to us, but we don't have to accept. And so I've been being generous and gentle with myself. I've been laying on my yoga mat and not doing anything, sitting and feeling, listening to the rainfall, watching videos, like I said, on YouTube that are just for entertainment's sake, that have nothing to do with what I'm doing, giving myself permission to just be and to just be a human being. I've talked about this before, about how I'm going to have to change my whole schedule around the way that I do things, the way I implement things, put things out there, because I was exhausted at the end of the year. At the end of 2021, I was exhausted. And one lesson I'm taking from that is to not exhaust myself to the point of depleting myself of everything. I have to leave some room to just be, to not do anything at all, because then I spend a lot of energy recovering from that burnout. And then I have to actually get to a place where I'm healthy. And then I feel anxious, right? I feel anxious. I've been feeling a lot of anxiety around not wanting to burn myself out again. And so because of that fear, I've been afraid to create and produce anything. And so I'm trying to take things slow and gentle with myself, because even healing from burnout, you have to learn how to trust yourself again. You have to learn how to trust that you're not exhausting yourself or abusing yourself again. And so I've been taking the month of January to try to get back into that flow, back into the state of creating things without burning out. And any inkling of exhaustion makes me scared. It scares me because I don't want to go back to being an exhausted content creator, musician, singer, songwriter, artist, insert whatever word here, because it's just not healthy and it's not sustainable. And I want to build a life where I can be happy and healthy and whole without having to give all of myself away in the process. Last week was my birthday and I put on a concert and it was amazing, but so much energy went into putting on that concert. I didn't realize how exhausted I was at the end of it. While it was a great time, I thought that I would, you know, hit Monday morning running, getting going and making things. And I realized that I just need to relax. I need to rest. And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to choose when I can and cannot, or when I do and do not rest. But I was a little disappointed in myself because I felt like I had to get going immediately. Like, oh no, I can't let this fire burn. Like, people are paying attention. People are asking for things from me. I need to meet the need. But if I can't meet my own need, then I can't be good for anybody else. And so I said, okay, I'm going to give you permission. I'm going to give you at least a week to not do anything. And when I tell you I haven't done anything, I haven't recorded any loops. I haven't, like, I've been journaling and trying to get things down. I've been writing love letters to myself. I recorded something for fun. I got a new gimbal and I've been playing around with that, right? Like just doing things for the sake of doing things and not because I want to be good at it or not because I want to impress somebody or not because I want to, you know, hit the algorithm or because I want people to hit the like button, like just doing things for me. And I've really lost that art because a lot of the things that I do for joy and for fun are things that I do for money. There are things that I do for my career. I love singing, but I also sing because people enjoy it and I get paid for it. I love creating content. I create content for myself, but also for you, you know? And so I think sometimes we really have to get clear on what are things that we do for fun to prevent burnout and what things we do for work, and then create a schedule and a flow that doesn't exhaust ourselves. And as a creative whose mind is always going 100 million miles an hour or a minute, it could be really hard for me to get in the state of not doing anything. And so what I do is I sit in silence. I sit in silence at first. I don't necessarily, I guess not necessarily meditate on something. I don't try to empty my mind. I just let myself be. I just sit there. I just sit there with my eyes closed and I breathe and I listen and I feel and I hear and I allow myself to just be a person. I try to do that for like 5 minutes and I put on like ambient music sometimes or, you know, nature sounds just so that I can recreate what where I really want to be, like in nature and where I can't be right now because it's cold and it's rainy. So I just sit there, I don't do anything. And then I listen to what my mind wants to do next. Does it want a snack? Does it want to go back to bed? Does it want to lay down? Does it want to be parallel to the ground, right? Does it want to listen to music? Does it want to listen to a podcast? Maybe sometimes a podcast is too much. Maybe it just wants to watch cartoons. You know, I give myself permission to do nothing and to master the art of doing nothing. I feel like it's really imperative for a lot of us out here because we're always doing, we're always creating, we're always thinking about the next thing. And it's almost like not doing anything is looked down on, it's frowned upon because we feel like we always have to be productive. And to be fair, the hard work isn't necessarily even not doing anything. The hard work is not, you know, villainizing myself or berating myself for not doing something. I really have to give myself permission. I literally write myself permission slips. And so I'll share this permission slip here with you because I felt like I was like not getting things done fast enough, not doing enough. And I was like, you know what? I have permission to take my time. I have permission to pussyfoot around and not do anything. I have permission to, you know, lollygag, smell the flowers on my way to where I'm supposed to go. Because there's no way that with little to no energy, I can do something well and be proud of that thing at the end of the thing. Like, I don't want to get to the finish line ragged and broke down and injured and, you know, needing therapy. Like, no, I want to get to that destination wherever I'm trying to go, whatever that finish line is, whenever it happens. And I want to get there in one piece, not like holding myself together, but breathing freely and being calm. And I feel like not doing anything is imperative for that. And so not doing anything for you could look very different. It could just be you laying on the floor. That's what I do. It could be you watching cartoons. It could be you picking up a hobby or doing something for yourself that nobody else sees, right? We really have to be sure that everything we're doing is not for profit, for some sort of gain, for some sort of like exchange of worth or value. Because at the end of the day, a paycheck is an exchange of value. Likes on a video is done in exchange for value or for affirmation or for validation. And so if we're not careful, then we'll be stuck in this cycle of constantly seeking validation and worthiness with all this effort being put into having other people accept us instead of like accepting ourselves in every state that we are. And yeah, I don't want to be that person. I want to be the person where, you know, I'm like, good job, Alicia. I love that you lay down. Because if I had a child and my child was sleepy, am I going to say, no, you got to push through it? No, I'm going to tell them to lay down, go take a nap, right? If they have a lot of energy, you know, I feel like a lot of this cultural conditioning that happens when we're children, like if we're really, you know, jittery and like we're little kids and we're all over the place and a teacher tells us you have to stay still. Like we look at ourselves like something's wrong with me because I can't stay still. But it's like, no, I want to go to recess. I have energy I need to expel. Right? I have energy I need to release. And so if we allow ourselves like the time and the room to actually listen to what we're saying to ourselves and then actually do what that thing needs, do what ourselves need, I hope I'm making sense, then I feel like we would be in a better place mentally, financially, physically, just overall. Like I feel like this world would be better and we would be better for ourselves. I have books I want to read. I'm not reading anything. I have songs I want to write. I can't write anything because I am so tired. And what I need is to be entertained. I need to consume. I need to live. I need to nourish myself. I need to be around people who love me. I need to commune with those people, right? Like, I need connection. I need to pour back into myself everything I've poured out in 2021, right? Like, I made a video last week about my bouts with depression, and that was a lot of energy, not because I'm, you know, doing all these bodily movements, but because it was an emotional exchange. It was an emotional pour out. And so I have to make sure that what I'm pouring out, I am pouring back into myself. And if that means me not doing anything so that my body can just be and relax without shame or worry or guilt or pressure, then that's what has to happen. And so I invite you to not do anything, like to master the art of doing nothing, the art of literally existing and being, because you're worthy. And it's really teaching yourself that you are worthy and you deserve space and time to just exist and be, not to be anybody's parent or wife or partner or boss or employee. You know what I mean? Not to be a productive member of society, but just a loved being, existing. When I think about children and babies, I keep going back to this because we really have to look at ourselves the same way. When I think of babies, babies can't give anything. They don't offer anything, right? They're these jiggly things that can't keep their heads up, and we're holding them, we're feeding them, we're patting them when they're crying, we're taking care of every single need that they have, we're changing them. And so we don't look at babies as a burden, right? We look at them like a special and precious gift. Just for existing, just for being. That baby doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't even have to smile, because half the time they can't even see you. Like, we don't pressure babies to be brilliant and amazing. We just wonder. We're just in awe, right? Like, just these wonderful beings. And I feel like we need to look at ourselves the same way, with wonder, with awe, with respect, with love, with just like just gushing like love. And so we let our babies lay on the floor and play. We let them, you know, explore and touch things and taste things and hear things and smell things without putting this pressure on them to be anything but themselves. And I feel like we have to do the same with ourselves. So for you, how can you implement this practice, this art of doing nothing? How can you implement this in your everyday life, right? Like, maybe in the morning you take time for yourself just to sit there, just to sit in the pillow, right? And just not do anything. Or, you know, some people have to get away in a closet or a basement or in a car to do nothing, you know, to sit there for 5 minutes and just allow yourself to be a person, allow yourself to be human, allow yourself to have needs and to listen to those needs and not exhaust yourself pouring out constantly to other people. I offer that to you. And I would love to hear how you practice this art of not doing anything, how you either meditate or you keep quiet or you, you know, binge watch shows or binge ice cream, like whatever you do to make yourself feel like a person without guilt and shame. I would love to hear about it. Share below. And if you're dealing with shame and guilt, please, like, I'm a work in progress. Okay. I am not there 100%, because it even took me time to be okay with taking a day off, taking a week off, taking 2 weeks off, right? At the end of the year, I had to give myself permission to be human. These people, like, watching my videos, I love you all, but you all can wait. You all can wait. The world is not going to end if I don't post something. The world is not going to end if I don't post a podcast or record the song. The song will be created, Lord willing. And when it is created, I will be proud and happy of that product. But for right now, I have to take my time. I have to take my time. And I really feel like I'm going with the seasons of my life. You know, I'm going with the seasons of my life. Winter is a time to relax, to reflect. And I'm wintering my life right now. Like, we are in February. We're in February now. And so I am wintering my life. I am doing less, putting like less output and more self-care, more time to myself, more time reflecting, more time just being, just doing nothing, lighting candles, watching movies, listening to music, just being low key, because winter is low key and I am in a winter season of my life. And maybe in the spring, when I have more sunlight and more energy, then I can get back into the game and create. But for right now, I'm giving myself permission to not do anything because it is winter and I am wintering and I'm a mammal, okay? And it is cold. I am tired, you know, and even in winter, I expect to even put on a couple of pounds because that's just what happens, right? And in the summertime, and it goes down. And so I really have to be okay with being in the season of my life, not judging myself for it, not putting pressure on myself to be anybody but who I am in this moment. And so I encourage you to do the same. And so until next video, I will talk to you all soon. I love you. Keep creating, or not, or do nothing. And I'll see you all in the next video. Bye.
I have permission to rest my land. I can be fully present in the season. What I have to offer is beautiful, worthy, and necessary, but I don't have to give of myself until I am empty, until I am exhausted and burnt out. I am a healthy and lush garden, even when I lie in wait, in rest, and in quiet. Productivity is not a measure of my goodness, for I am a good thing. I will treat my land with the kindness and gentleness that I deserve. My garden is not dead. It is asleep, dormant. My orchards are productive when they produce fruit to consume and when they provide shade to rest under. They provide shelter for others and are pleasing to my eyes. I don't have to toil always, for I will miss opportunity to marvel and to rest, to actually enjoy the work of my hands and the mission in my heart. If I let my land lie and rest and wait, my grounds will heal. It will replenish itself with time. It will become fertile again. My garden will sleep in peace and joy. It will not fret for what it's missing, but enjoy what it's gaining. And in its time, my fruit will bloom, my foliage lush, my heart full and joyous, and my neighbors well loved. I will nurture and care for myself and bloom in the right time. I will sow in due time, but for now I will rest without anxiety, haste, guilt, or fear of missing out. I am missing out on nothing, for the fear will cause me to truly miss out on what's in front of me. I am here, now. I will wrap myself in joy, comfort, peace, pace, deep breaths, and deep rest. I am not a product to be consumed by greed or capitalism. I am infinite, and I will rest.
And if you're like me and you struggle with the art of doing nothing, where you feel like you're lazy, just check out this next video where I talk about you're not lazy, you're just tired. And I actually made a song for you so that you can hum it to yourself and keep reminding yourself that you deserve rest, you deserve downtime, and you deserve to take care of yourself. So I'll talk to you all in the next video. Bye.